to episode 25 of Warmaster Podcast with Paul and Barry.
Hello indeed. Today's title is Dirty Demons.
Dirty Demons. They weren't that dirty today.
They're dirty.
It's just, well, alliteration. My boy, he's five. No, six now. Right. And it's, I don't know, primary school in my day, we didn't discuss things like that. He came home and he was telling me that's an alliteration.
An alliteration?
Apparently.
What does that mean?
Well, exactly.
Well,
he was telling me it's like dirty and demon or something. I think he's probably wrong. I think it's the sounds more than
the
letters.
Oh, right, okay. I wouldn't know that.
No, exactly. Yeah. And he's six.
Okay.
Can they not just play? Like me school? I don't know. Anyway, so good stuff. Dirty demons.
Yes, indeed. So today's going to be, we're all talking about the Demon Army review. We will discuss both the Demon Army and the Demon Torn Army. I guess Barry will like wax on about that. Barry's been playing them. Barry will lead about his thoughts on the thing. There we go.
That's it. Well, I haven't done a lot this week, so we'll let Paul talk about his mammoth game in week in Wargaming, if it is mammoth.
It is, yes. So since we recorded last time, and I'm just going to pull up a date here right now. So today is Friday the 15th. It's at 12:55 in the afternoon. We last recorded, the day before I went to that War Machine event. So I played in a full Steam War Machine event, which was done at 40K, and Dave Downs ran. Full Steam is one of these new formats. They want like a sort of an intro tournament format where it has prizes for best sporting and best painted. Both aren't really our War Machine at all. And then obviously one who did well, best overall. And it wasn't Swiss, it was one list, so you could say it wasn't like a real serious tournament at all. But anyway, I played four games. I won two, I lost two. The two I lost were like, you were down. I would have used an other list if I had, because Sloan does not play into a kill box, and they were kill box scenarios, so like understandable. But it's like the point of a one list event.
Yeah, but a generalist list rather than a specialist list.
Well, exactly. I mean, like, but Sherwin Matthews took all three prizes.
Did he?
He got best painted, he was voted best sporting, and he did the best because he took a minions battle group, which got the most buff of points. But taking an old battle group only army and winning with it gives you the biggest buff in points. So as soon as he won his first game,
oh, it was
game,
one of those, was it?
Yeah, as soon as he won his first game, it was like, well, that's clearly Sherwin's going to win the whole thing because those points
they
alone.
Were tiered, well, were they?
Well, there was like different prizes, right, like different awards. Most of them were pretty unattainable. The one, but there was the biggest swing of points because you got like 1 point for a win or 2 points for an assassination or a scenario win.
Right.
Was if you brought an incomplete battle group and you won with it, you got 4 points. So that alone,
it's, I understand these like, ones. Yeah.
It's like it was.
They're like the book release ones.
Yeah. I mean, it's it was
if
interesting.
You came wearing a moustache.
Yeah.
And you built your own objective and stuff. You generally won.
If you wore something faction, you got a point. So I wore like a brought like a t-shirt with Signar on it. So like yeah, literally, it was like it wasn't. I'd say
Sherwin won everything.
Well, Sherwin won everything.
And then just quit
the game. And then like
quit the game, drop the mic.
Like a proper pro, he's now quit War Machine forever, and he's just like, drop the mic, I'm bored of this. You know, like, you know, it's not good enough for me now.
And he's gone off to bigger and better things.
Bigger and better things, yeah, which is fantastic, because he's had some fantastic news, and it's really good for him. But yeah, there we go. So, and Sherwin was doing that with a minions list, battle group only. So shit
sure
the rest
it was
of us.
I'm sure it was Ben. He doesn't come up with it by accident. He must spend a lot of time on the toilet, I reckon, thinking through what he's going to do.
Excellent. Right.
So anyway, we better say thank you to KR.
Yes, KR. Well done.
Well done, KR. They provided support at Paul's recent event.
Yes.
And they provide support at all our
events. And they continue to support.
For the foreseeable future, at least. Because now Mr. Sherwin's moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, our obvious point of contact is gone. But he has given me details of the other points of contact, so we can assume.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Well, yeah, it'll be fine. I mean, like, yeah, but it's only asking them to continue what they've already done. So it was great. Yeah, anyway, thank you, KR. If you have to transport your models, I recommend them. So I played that. Then I played my first, what I would deem first proper games of Mark III War Machine. As I played Dave on Wednesday and Eric on Thursday, using a two. So I bring two lists and roll for scenario, and I choose the list off the scenario and what my opponent's playing. And yeah, so and I've won two and lost one so far.
You enjoying the game?
Yeah, I mean it's. As we said before, we don't want to harp too much on about
no,
another
just
game.
Enjoy
about,
like, it
but yeah, I do enjoy it. I mean, it is good, but it's not different enough from Mark II, essentially. To me, it's pretty similar. It's just like a few tweaks here and there. Some things have gotten better. Some things have gotten worse. Signar generally gotten good. better. Mm-hmm. So good times roll. I mean, people are moaning at me going like, oh, you're using Sloan, and like, you're shooting me from 14, 16 inches away and then running away. It's like, yeah. that's what I do, isn't it? Like, you don't, you, yeah, I'm going to grind, yeah, I'm going to attrition you off.
I'm going to buy you a t-shirt saying, I am that guy.
Yeah, it's like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, it's like, it's funny, because like, you can't moan at like, oh, you're using Legion and your threat, like your beast runs like 16 inches or something and gets me.
It's like, well, that's
what the faction does, isn't it? Like, I'm going to shoot you, and then why wouldn't I run away? Like, why would I want to stand? Like, why would I want my sniper to get any closer than is absolutely necessary?
Yeah.
It's like, to hit you. It's like, I don't get any benefits.
Well, you know, if I'm playing against you, sorry, it's a bit boring now, but if I'm playing against you and you've got two lists and one of them's Sloan and the scenario is Killbox, you ain't bringing her.
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't bringing her, so I know what I'm playing against.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, I'm going to ram stuff down your throat and then catch you and kill you.
And exactly, that's how you beat her. Exactly, because you just present her with too many targets in too short a time. But if I've got the whole table to back across,
and nothing preventing you doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, one of the scenarios is definitely it's like it sets up two flags and an objective, and then opposite two flags and objective, and you only score by coming to the opponents. That one's built for gun lines. Honestly, it's so easy to defend because you can defend deep, deep back. You know, just tagging 4 inches off your objectives. And just like, oh, you're so lagged, and just like, you know, got to come over here first while I gun you down. It's what the game is, essentially. It's as I said before, like, the only thing I've bought entirely for Mark III is a single light jack with my own money. The rest I've, like, from points earned. And that's all I want to get at the moment. Like, I will go through, I'll play this event I've got in a month's time using these two lists, and then I'll move on to another two lists, because keep it interesting. The pre-measure stuff really helps the shooting, because I can just never waste a shot.
You might have just heard the cat.
Yeah, that was the cat running. My cat freaks out occasionally and runs.
Just randomly.
That's what my cat does. Yeah, but yeah. So let's say this pre-measure stuff is just, you can abuse it. So I mean, not abusing it. It's all legitimate. It's all rules.
It's not abusing it. It's just.
But it's just maximising it to your advantage, aren't you? Like, you can plan out everything.
The meta has to change.
Yeah.
We'll see how it falls.
So my other list is a Darius Jack Warlist.
So it's the opposite of a gun line.
Yeah.
So this is the rock, paper, scissors now has become gun line and anti gun line. Big armour.
Yeah.
And the third option, infantry spam, doesn't exist at the moment.
Well, it's probably not the best one. Because
that was the predominant war machine.
Crits, infantry spam.
Yeah, there's lots of infantry spam.
Now crits are a lot worse and infantry spam isn't as good. Because I've noticed, like, playing Eric's Gaiters, losing even just simple things like Luke going to 5 boxes instead of 8, that's a big thing. Like, Toph, you can't tough when you're knocked down.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Big deal.
Lots of changes.
It's just not as good as they, yeah. So, yeah.
War Machine?
So, I've been playing War Machine.
Anything else? You've been buying stuff?
Off the back of our event where I saw such nice, lovely tables, I thought about getting it inspired me to get a second table. So I've ordered a mat from a different company called Deep Cut Studios. And I've gone for what I like to think of the Mordor map, which is loads of lava cracks in a, you know, like a dark black.
What's the very end? The Mount Doom?
Mount Doom kind of side. Yeah. And I'll do a second table with nice scenery to fit that as well. So I will bring that out to play. We're getting our back points. I'll be like, well, I'm using the Mordor table.
Would it be good for the demons?
It would have been great for the demons.
Home field advantage.
Yeah, and also it will mean at the Derby event, at the very least, I'm bringing enough scenery for two tables, which will look great. Because the Derby thing is looking more and more like a casual play weekend by the looks of it, or a very minor mini tournament.
It takes time for things to grow.
Well, exactly, and I'm still going to it's not going to cancel, it's going to go ahead. It's just I don't see it being what it could be. But
this year.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't really done a lot this week at all. I played Magic on Monday, played Modern, Blackweight Tokens. I don't know why I bother with Blackweight Tokens. But I did play, I got a win. Hooray! I haven't played anything else, but I went at the weekend. We went to the beach hut again, and I went down to the charity shop and got a copy of Fellowship of the Rings by Ice.
Yeah, this looks very intriguing.
It's good. Mm-hmm. So what it was, if anybody's old enough, in the 80s...
I think I've seen this before, definitely. Not at yours, but I've seen this as a... Yeah, carry on.
So there was a role-playing game called MERP, Middle-Earth Role-Playing, And it was phenomenally deadly. It's like every time you got shot by an arrow, for example, you'd roll a D100. And if you rolled wrong, you were dead, basically. Because it was like, you get punctured through your neck, you puncture a lung, you know, you get shot in the hand. Whatever it was phenomenally brutal. And this was a board game that they built on the back of that. So it's got a very nice map and lots of bits and bobs.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like
that map is lovely.
It's a cross between a board game and a role-playing game.
Well, I'd love to try this, definitely.
Yeah, and it's kind of lots of hidden intrigue. So
can I be Saruman the White?
You could either be Mordor or the Fellowship. And you have like hidden... It's like intrigue, so you kind of deploy your stuff around the map, and then the evil player deploys his minions around the map, and you don't know what they're... So, you, for example...
Are you, like, hunting the Fellowship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't know what...
But you don't know where they are?
Yes.
Brilliant. Great idea, yeah.
And it looks phenomenal, but it's very old, very expensive.
How old? It looks...
83.
Right.
Incredibly complicated. But it's in perfect nick, and I paid a whole £2 for it.
Yeah. Can't complain. And a complete game for £2, not bad.
Happy bunny. But it's phenomenally, it's phenomenally complicated. So for a later date. I thought I'd mention it. Charity shops are good.
I'd have thought like that would be incomplete. Like, you'd see it on the shelf and half the stuff's missing. But
it was probably a guy like me who bought it, intending to play it,
realised
it was so complicated he was never actually going to play it, and then 30 years later sold it.
But how many players is it?
It doesn't even say. I don't know.
It's at least two.
Two minimum two, I would have thought.
Well, we'll have to try it then, won't we? We'll have to set a time aside to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Cool. Other things, I mean, hobby-wise.
Hobby?
I've done hobby, quite a bit of hobby.
Hobby.
Painting? I'm putting together everything. Yeah, so I started with the NetEpic stuff, and I built everything of NetEpic I own now, and I don't intend to buy any more at the moment. I don't see the need to.
Well, I'm playing a little bit.
Well, that's to say, like games, because I've been away.
6 months away from being sold in Portland.
No.
I've seen how you work.
No, I like this.
1 year you're on fire, next year it's all gone.
So I put all the NetEpic stuff together, and that will be. Like, I'm just asking for, sorting out games for that. Then I'm putting all the Warmaster stuff I've got together as well. So it's a frenzy of building armies at the moment. Wood elves are on the horizon. but how can I
don't get too comfortable?
Yeah. And then also, I've also ordered the Season 2 stuff that I need for Guild Ball, because that's quite popular at the moment, Guild Ball.
One day, maybe I'll give that a go. It just doesn't float my boat in the same way Malifaux doesn't float my boat.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I know what you're saying.
It doesn't.
So. And it's like, it's very, very War Machine in its style. But anyway, it's like, it's the popular game that a lot of the people I'd want to play.
And that's how you have to approach games. Basically, you play games to play people.
Hmm.
And if people don't want to play your game, well, you either play a different game or don't play.
Exactly right. That's the first thing you should look at, is who's playing it. Are the people that you would want to play playing that system? If they're not, then, well, what's the point in trying? Unless you can persuade people to do so.
Right, so we've talked about that. I'm building my Tomb Kings army. That's nearly finished now.
I didn't know you had a Tomb Kings army.
Yeah, I've been telling you, I've been collecting for a while.
Yeah, cool.
We're just chariots, I'm sure, but everything else is ready.
Some epic. We'd have Tomb Kings on Tomb Kings clash. Oh my god.
One thing I need to do is play quicker. But I don't know what I need to video myself to see how slow I really play. Because I run out of time.
Just model yourself on me.
Model, yeah. The Empire State Human. So the game today we played Dirty Demons, although they're not that dirty, because I played Tournament Demons, and we played against Paul's humongous Skaven army.
Skaven like they
proper,
want it.
Proper crazy Skaven army.
I'm definitely... I'm getting better with this.
I mean, I have to double take that actually this was legal because it was so big.
The Warmaster. Oh, we should shout out actually the Warmaster Army Selector. Use that, by the way. That is such a brilliant free program to make a Warmaster list. But we have a
always.
And it's legal. Look, it's legal.
It's wrong. Legal. So just the 33 units. Breakpoint 17.
Breakpoint 17. Yep.
Do you want to talk through your list then?
Well, we need to do the fluff. Do we do the fluff first?
Let's say it, sir. Game today.
So game today, right. Okay, so the point was to play, Barry's playing Demons and he went for the Tournament Army. And I was like, I'm trying to get better with Skaven and I put this together, this list. So little did I realise that when I first gathered together 12 units of Clan Rats, that wasn't going to be enough. That was like a third under what it should be. So the list was 18 Clan Rats, 2 Storm Vermin, 2 Giselles, 1 Plague Monks, 4 Rat Swarms, 1 Gutter Runner, 1 Rat Ogre, 2 Warp Lightning Cannons, 1 Doom Wheel, 1 Screaming Bell, 1 Grey Seer, 2 Heroes, and 2 Warlocks. No magic items, because I want more troops.
Yeah, so... Scout 3.
33 units, 17 break, Scouts 3 just from the Gutter Runners, who did a brilliant job today.
Super.
One of the game. And it's as the more I play Skaven, the more I'm getting right how to build the brigades is correct, because I've made a few mistakes and now I'm...
So no more mega brigade.
Well, I think that's the trick. It's like, actually, even though you can build this huge brigade, you can put the whole army as one brigade, the better thing is actually I'm finding is brigades of 5-6 units, because the enemy's most they can have is 4 in a brigade, so you want to be bigger than that, but not by too much, because then the army becomes just too unwieldy to move.
And failed orders make massive differences.
Exactly. So 5 or 6 means you'll always overlap the enemy, and that's about right, I think. So that's what I'm going with. And okay. You know, and this time I set up my shooty brigade of warp lining cannons and giselles as a second wave, not in the front, and you know, they're behind brigades of other stuff, so they'll pick on what get, you know, they targets of opportunity.
Yeah, and unlike most shooting brigades, which you've got your artillery pieces, and then you might be able to have 1 or 2 units in support.
Yeah,
you've got like your artillery pieces, giselles, and then a whole flood of support.
It works quite well, actually. It's a brigade of 4-6 units. It's 2 giselles. In the middle is 2 warblinding cannons. And behind the giselles are 2 clan rats. You could extend it by having things on the flanks as well, if you wanted to. But that's the core of the brigade.
That's quite meaty.
Yeah, and it's like that's quite good, actually. That's because if something charges me directly, even one unit of flies directly into the warp lining cannons, the whole brigade will get to fire, like as stand and shoot reaction. Oh. Because you have to, because the 3 stands will touch everything.
Yeah. It's certainly preventing me from charging them.
Yeah, and I did the maths, and I was like, I will do a lot of damage. Yeah, like, I will win the combat, hopefully. Yeah.
And because you're Skaven, it's not like I can flap away damaged. Yeah. I'm dead.
Yeah, because even my artillery, strangely, can chase... The rules are that anything can chase anything. That is the Skaven rule.
Yeah, it's certainly a strength. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk through my list. I played the tournament army, and I'll talk about why later, more in the show. But I prefer it a long way over the regular list. So I had 9 Demon Horde, which they're very good Demon Horde, as infantry goes. We'll talk about it later. 4 cavalry, 1 hound, 3 chariots, 2 flyers, who kind of underperform, especially against Skaven. But I didn't build this
especially
list
when you forget to use them.
Oh, that help. Yeah. 1 overlord, who's a wizard, 2 wizards. And 1
hero.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did you go? Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yep.
No, I don't know if I did. I think I cheated as well. Oh. I don't even think I've got a hero on the list. God damn! I wrote this list this morning. See, I even cheated. I'll let you know I lost, and I cheated and lost. So.
Oh, then I'm totally fine with the way it went.
And the hero didn't really do anything.
Yeah, but I'm totally fine with the way it went down. That's perfect.
I put a hero in. It must have been in a previous list and wasn't in this one. And a scroll of dispelling, because if I've got 20 points left, that's the first thing I put in.
Yep.
Okay, so I had 19 units, 10 break, and we had a scouting of 6 from the flyers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was it. So,
Tale of the game. Basically, my army's massive, and it's deploying in these big brigade blocks. I obviously lost the scoundrel and set up across the middle with my best stuff in the middle. Barry, as Barry likes to do, favoured one of the flanks. And now the thing is about the Skaven is they're not really that manoeuvrable. Their command 20 of distance means you can't really swing like your army battle line around. So I saw what was going to happen. I had to scope firm on the left and try and bring the right round in a big swinging door style. Anyway. But he will catch some of my stuff. The difference is I have such a high break point that I can accept casualties.
Yep.
Like, attrition is good for me. Like, as long as I'm doing something, you know, then I don't mind losing units. You know, overall, that's generally what happened, is the best of the demon stuff came round my left, smashed up some Skaven and started chewing up my Skaven while I brought round stuff on my right. Barry quite undemonly ran his brigade, evaded his brigade away.
It was overmatched.
It's not what demons would do. No, yeah, but
at this point in the game, so early game, I just decided to take a flank and smash his soft left hand side, which I was pretty confident I'd do, and then start working my way through to his middle.
Yep.
Unfortunately, mid game, his screaming bell started to take over.
Yeah, I because I'd was up early this morning, and I thought, because I woke up thinking about
screaming bells
and escaping tactics. I watched Army of Darkness last night. I think it got me on my mind clicking. It's a great movie, by the way. And so I was like, aha, this screaming bell, if you get, and I was like looking at it, I reread its rules again, and I was like, so if they pull the characters to within 30, they got a -1. Right, remember that. And I did, and that worked quite well in one of the turns. I could see that I could get in one order, I could catch three of Barry's characters under that 30 bubble.
Well, the three characters I should have actually...
Yeah.
Not the hero that was off on the left on his own doing nothing.
Well, okay.
He did literally do nothing, luckily. Yeah.
So, that's what I did. And that worked quite nicely. Because I could then bring my stuff into fight. But it got very tight at the end. Basically... so massive fights going on. I took a picture of one of them because it was one of the biggest fights going on. Okay. I took one of the second picture of this game because there's like multiple fights.
So that turn where I literally took 10 units when I went in, I went from 50 minutes on my clock to about 15.
Yeah.
I took 10 units, but it took my entire game away. From that point onwards, I had 15 minutes left on the clock. I had units on my left, the one brigade I saved on the left, which was three units of Demon Horde. They were overmatched by two full brigades, that's 10 units.
Yep.
10 units of Skaven, and they couldn't do it. They might have taken one, but they would have got four.
I'd put it that I'm going to catch the flank. Like
I was having to charge an initiative into the woods.
Yeah. It went really well for me there because I could just overmatch him. Like this is on my right. So, I got his flank, and it's like I can make it that I will always get into his flank, at some point. Like, I'm always threatening that.
So, I had to initiative flee.
I
set my guys up into three small units,
and
then we'll talk about them at the end.
Yeah.
So, back to the meat. So, I just smashed 10 units, I reckon.
Yeah,
I bought some, maybe two or three, but smashed 10.
Yeah.
Of his 17 break, or whatever the godforsaken thing it was. But, it would have taken all my clock.
Yeah.
And now suddenly I had command modifiers because his bell was there.
Yeah.
So he went back to port and he did some damage and took quite a few of mine off, I think.
Maybe
about five at
turn. Yeah. Your instability helped there because, you lost a unit or two to instability rolls. And, we'll come on to the Demon Army review. But anyway, so it got to, basically it got to the point where we were both getting very tight to break each other.
So I thought that my raised demon spell.
Yeah.
Would have been more useful than it actually turned out to be.
Yeah.
Because what tended to happen is I took my damage in my turn, which was after my spell casting, and then those units got mopped up in your turn when I couldn't regrow them.
Yeah.
And then it came back to me, I had an instability, they pop away, or if they were still there, then I could bring them back. But it was already too late, probably, most of the time.
Exactly. So Barry had to catch four units in with the time he had. He got three of them.
Well, interestingly, we paused the clock because...
We had a count,
Because there was such a lot of dice we were carrying, how many units we'd lost. We counted up, and it came up that I needed three units.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of planned my turn to get these three units, and then we discovered that actually there were some gutter runners that hadn't deployed yet. Because we were counting what was left on the board.
Yeah, and they were...
So and I needed four units, but I couldn't get four units. I could only get three units.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got my three units and left Paul on one.
Yeah.
But then had to pass the turn back.
Yeah. And I couldn't catch. I got two of the four I needed off you.
And then one popped.
So I can't. But I was like, well, I can't get it all this turn. But then Barry ran out of time.
No, you got one, and then the other one popped on my turn, so I had two left.
Yeah. So two left, and chances are that. But even I would lose, I'd lose like a unit even attacking Barry.
Yeah, so it's 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Paul's got to shut that door.
Yeah. Paul's got one break left, I've got two break left. And it's back to my turn. But now I've got 2 minutes left. And everywhere I can attack is a big combat. It's all brigade on brigade stuff. Or I'm having to take on a brigade. So because of this, what's the word? It's resilience.
Yeah.
Because even though I've done... 16 damage, he's still got 18, 19 units left.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are fresh because I've been picking on one flank.
Yeah.
So it was a case of, started here with a left. Can I charge this brigade and win in 2 minutes? No, because I can't just end the combat I can end the combat if I claim that unit.
Yeah.
But I can't stop rolling dice because I'm running out of time. Once I start that combat, I have to finish the combat.
Yeah.
So I looked there, I can't do that. Looked in the middle, can't do that. So the only thing I had was I had to get my general and run one unit of cavalry, two orders into some Giselles and hopefully do that quick enough. But it wasn't, the orders weren't good.
No.
Because you had support and you were going to shoot me on the way in and blah, blah, blah.
It'd be how many dice you get in, like you get hit, etc.
Yeah. So it was a similar situation to game two in the Bunker Warmaster, although the odds were nowhere near as good.
Yeah, yeah. So, Barry basically, I won because Barry ran out of time. And if he had another 5-10 minutes, it would have been very interesting. I think Barry would have won, but it would, because you would have worked out the situation, which is the best one to go for and focused on that and done it, because I only had one unit left to go, and it's like it's I'll lose that somewhere.
Well, you say that, but the thing that apart from the screaming bell that was doing the work was the doom wheel.
Yeah,
the doom wheel was just eating stuff all day long and coming out intact.
Yeah, yeah,
like eating stuff.
That's good. Doom wheel.
It was. So I was quite worried that the doom wheel would have easily picked off another one or two on his own. Because he was the thing that was doing the work.
Who knows? It was interesting to see. But, now that I know Barry using a legal list, I don't feel so bad. No. But, it felt a cheap way to win by Barry running out of time. But this is the thing. Like, this army is massive, this Skaven army. And, you've got this amount of time to come get me. Like, I'm going to try and attack you, of course. But you have... The challenge for you is, can you kill enough in the time you have?
Yeah, I found that a couple of times in the tournament.
Yeah.
Not so much against goblins, but especially orcs. That was a big list to kill.
Mm.
And you can run out of time quite easily.
Yeah.
You can run out. If you've got to kill 17 units, you've got to roll dice, you've got to do your pursuits, you've got to do your advances.
Yeah. Yeah.
All each o'clock.
Yeah, you've got to work on it. And
And I did push the clock back to Paul a couple of times.
I am quite right to do so. Yeah, definitely. Like, as in, what's your decision? You've won the combat. Like, you should do. Like, in fact, if you saw that list, you should do it right from the start, because the time is a factor. Yeah, they're for you. It's like a big... It's a big... benefit for me.
Yeah, it's not can I beat you, it's can I kill 17 units in 1 hour 15 minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
Because there are no draws.
No, not in our system. Quite right too. Yeah, tournaments aren't about drawing. Yeah.
So I didn't draw, I lost. I clocked out. And I was so...
But it's actually the first time in a game that we've played that you've clocked out. Is it? I know you've
been very close.
But this is the first time that it's happened. And the thing is, now I'm now on a winning streak of 2 wins. You know, I'll take that any day. I'll play. Obviously, in
you're taking
that.
I know I cheated.
But I don't. Yeah, don't worry about that. Like, but it's like I'm Skaven. I'll take any win I can get. doesn't matter.
Whatever feels.
Backstab.
Every time I play against the Doom Wheel, it makes me sad for the Steam Tank. Because the Doom Wheel is what a Steam Tank should be, really. Yeah. It might have a little pea shooter on top or something, whatever. I don't know, does this even have an attack?
No, it doesn't have a shooting attack. The model looks like it does, because it's got a Giselle mounted on top of it, but it doesn't actually have
how many points is a Steam Tank?
It's a Steam Tank. I'll look it up in a second.
Yeah, well, you do that while I'm talking. So, because this Doom Wheel really, I mean, it's manoeuvrable, it's little... It's
130 points.
Oh my god.
While a Doom Wheel is 125.
I know which I'd be taking. I'd be tempted to take two of them. But you want a big break.
Yeah, but to me, I mean, this isn't a chat about Skaven, that'll come up. But to me, Skaven army is how big can you make it? That is its strength.
How big can you go?
And because I could make it bigger. Yeah, do I need Storm Vermin? I could drop them for more Clan Rats. Like, yeah, not much, but
I
like
big.
Yeah.
You're going to scare Janus and Jim in October, November.
Well,
this
is the kind of list I will bring to the Triwiz, and I will bring it with some nice movement trays as well, because I'll work out what I'm doing with the army, as in how I set it up, and that will be those movement trays will help speed it up as well.
When I play dead, that's what I'm going
to
do.
But I'll be a very good opponent to my opponent. Like, I'll be very quick on in his turn when he's got time. I'll be very fast on what I do, and if I'm making a decision, I'll flip the clock back to me, because I don't want to win unfairly in that sense. Like, although I've got a massive army, I will be I'll be as fast as I can be, like, on their time. And if I'm, and if there's something that's my decision, I'll instantly flip it to them. Even if they don't, I'll flip the clock to me, and I'll be like, that's my time, you're now, I'm going to take. Because that's only the fair way, fairest thing to be about it, definitely. Yeah, but yeah, Skaven.
They bring headaches.
Mm-hmm. They ask a question, as they say. Like,
You don't want to chuck in, like, lightly armoured cavalry or lightly armoured flyers into
it. Changes the dynamics of the game, because those things are easy kills for me.
Yeah, so you go, all right, I'll just smash into the front of these, I'll do some wounds. Worst case scenario, I'll fly away. Yeah. No, worst case scenario, he's coming at you with all his support and shit, and you're getting swarmed.
Yeah, and then I'll use that move to advance forward to a better favourable position and get something in the flank. You don't, yeah, they're an interesting army because of the sense that it changes, like, some of the core rules in a sense, isn't it? Like, oh, they're all infantry, well, cavalry's king. Not with Skaven, it's not. Yeah.
What you want is, like, lots of really hard infantry.
Yeah.
Like dwarves or chaos warriors.
Yeah,
and just
like a brigade of four chaos warriors would do this army, probably. Because it would just be like, we don't can't take casualties, we're too hard. Like,
just eating everything.
Yeah.
Having eight units a turn. That's us. But yeah. So good. So Paul won, if you didn't guess. Handsome too. Handsome win.
I'll take it anyway.
It was a handsome win. Especially when we discovered the gutter runners, and it meant that I needed the extra
inspiring
break.
Inspiring. Brilliant. Just like, and they, that's why, like, that's why they met MVPs. I was never here when I played.
I'm over here, boss. You forgot me.
Yeah. Fantastic.
God damn. Gutter runners. Who never come on.
No.
I've never seen them come
on. It's really hard to get them on. Like, you don't have to set them up in portraying, but why would you take them if you're not? And it's like, it's really difficult. It's
well,
like,
it is when you keep using wizards at leadership six.
But you might as well throw some dice, mightn't you? Like, it's like, because your general needs to do a lot, and he's the best chance of bringing them on, but it is very
wait
hard.
Till the hero's done some orders, and then do it at nine.
Yeah,
or whatever the hero's.
Yeah, well, you're right, but it's difficult
to remember.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we're going to talk. Have you got the demon list in front of you, Paul?
I do, yes.
Right, we're going to talk about the tournament demon list.
Yes.
I will touch a little bit on the.
We need to explain the two now.
Well, we can do that then.
Or do you want to do that at the end?
I don't mind. There's not a great deal of differences.
No, there isn't.
To be fair. So the first and the main difference is that the characters change.
Yeah.
In the original demon list, all characters are flying, which is good, but it makes them all expensive.
Hang on, we've got to do the fluff of demons, haven't we?
Oh yeah, go on. We're a fluff bunny.
Right.
It's demon fluff.
All right, yeah, so...
Go talk
rewind.
Fluff.
Right. Right. What's that? Oh,
meow!
Boom!
Don't talk to me about fluff. I don't want to discuss that fluff.
You don't want to discuss
it. No, I don't like them.
Right.
I don't care about that fluff.
Okay.
God wills it. Okay. They should all be destroyed.
So, demons. All right, demon fluff. In the Warhammer world, there are gods, you know, like, exist. And they're, like, in 40K, they're called the Warp. I don't think that's really, like, ever termed where they exist in Warhammer. Anyway, and there are lots of Chaos Gods. Like, there is lots of gods for everything,
okay.
You know. And Sigmar becomes a god, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah, like, but the four main ones, the four that rule the roost are... Now, you can pronounce them wrong. It's T'Zunsh, Slaanesh, Nurgle, and Khorne. Not the fake meat, the kind of cut your head off.
Not corn
with a Q. So they're the four main gods. T'Zunsh is the god of magic, a changer of the ways, and they, you know, and Slaanesh is the god of pleasure,
nipple piercings,
and S&M, and not PC like today's modern today's like gamer. That's why they got dropped, you know, from the.
But they've not been dropped apparently.
But I don't know. Yeah, then you have Nurgle, god of decay. You have Khorn, the god of battle, war, skulls.
Vegetarians
as well. So, and they also run by primary colours. Like, T'Zunsh is blue, Slaanesh is pink, Nurgle is green, Khorn is red. And they hate each other. Khorn and Nurgle hate each other, I think. Two don't like each other more than over the other two.
Right, okay.
So your followers of the Dark Gods, basically, a Chaos Worshipper is either a Chaos Undivided, which is like he worships all the gods equally, or it goes to a cultist and worships one of these exclusively over to the detriment of the other one. So your demon army is the troops and the generals of the Chaos Gods. Lovely fluff, really. Mm-hmm. Like, so... basically, demons are manifestations of their like the god's will on the planet. When they die, they're not dead. They can be killed by, like, they're hard to kill because they're made of magic. So magic's good against them and magical weapons, but mundane stuff's very difficult to hurt them. But they are just banished back to the realm of the warp. They're not like truly destroyed. Like demonic characters have keep reappearing in the history because they only get banished for a certain amount of time and then they come back again.
Right.
They had lesser demons and greater demons. Lesser demons are your rank and file stuff, while greater demons are the generals, are the lieutenants of their gods, and they have different types for all the different. It's really like good. Basically, GW really knocked the fluff out of the park, I think, with chaos and demons, because you've got so many themes. You've got five themes right off the bat, you know, with this army. You can theme it all one to God, or you can theme it undivided.
Yeah.
You know, and they're very colourful. I mean, what does a demon look like? It can look like anything. We'll come on to the models like later, because that's something to talk about with the demon list. About what you do about it. But yeah, they really nice, and ultimately they win. At the end times, they win.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. Mm.
Right.
So yeah, that's the fluff. They don't really have like a history of like notable achievements because they're not a physical race.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the interesting thing about in Warmaster is there are no separate demon lists. It's just demons. So if you want to be undivided, be undivided.
That is the best thing about it.
If you're ever going to play demons.
Because demons, like, okay, so basically you have a creature that is inherently magical. And is represented like in Warhammer was traditionally represented like having like ward saves, and they're hard to get rid of. So your entire army is immune to psychology because it's a bloody demon.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it means fears and a problem, etc., etc. And they mess around with core rules all the time because they're not at their sense, they're not mortal things, they're magical things. So what I'm saying is demons have traditionally been a very overpowered army in fantasy. Because they're incredibly hard to balance because essentially they're like. Like, in the way that, like, ogres were hard to balance they probably made them weaker because the core troop is an ogre. Well, the core troop of demons is a demon. And it's like, that's a hard thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, and the fluff-wise, they just create more of them and stuff. There isn't a cap on them. But I love the fact that the Warmaster demon lists aren't, this is Khorne troops and this is Slaanesh troops. They are just simply demon hordes. Brilliant. Right, exactly, and that plays completely into what Warmaster is supposed to be about in the representative hundreds of troops for each stand, because it's a massive demon. Now you as a painter, like as a collector, could make them all one theme if you wanted to, but it's exactly the same.
I think the early lists were very good at being very broad,
yes,
and allowing you to bring what you want to the table. You can do what you want, it's your army, do what you want with it. And I think some of the later fanny lists were trying to ram too much stuff in to make flavour. You don't need to make flavour. The flavour is what you bring.
Yeah, exactly.
The list is general. Exactly. You bring your flavour to the list.
The classic thing is
there's no Scorn, there's no Nurgle. Yeah. They don't do anything different. Yeah. There's no Scorn. Nurgle, or any of the others. They don't do anything different. They're all the same. There's no magic items specific to Khorne.
Yeah.
And that's the way Warmaster should be approached.
Exactly. And
if you want to build something funny, sorry, I'm talking over you a lot now. If you want to bring something, say you want to give somebody extra armour, give them a banner. There's a banner in the rule book. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing it.
No.
It's in the rule book.
If you want Iron Breakers, a dwarf list, you give them dwarf warriors with a banner, and that represents your Iron Breakers.
And they cost 160 points.
And you shouldn't do it. But like the same way, if people say, oh, classic thing was like, I want great swords in an Empire list. Well, there aren't many great swords actually in the Empire, are they? They're elite little household troops. And they represent, they are in amongst the halberdiers. Like, they'll be around whoever protects the flags.
Yeah, just put some models in and call them great swords.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's halberdier stats.
Yeah, that is you could represent the halberdier greatswords by having a halberdier unit with a banner of plus one hit or something, or a magic item of plus one hit.
Yeah.
And it's like cheap. There you go.
Because my elves, I've got Phoenix Guard, White Lions, Swordmasters, and Spearmen, but they're all the same.
Yeah,
makes no difference. Different models.
You could represent them by mini magic items, like just to waste some points. But like, you could do that.
But that you're answering your own question.
Yeah, exactly.
Waste your own points.
Anyway, so, as I was saying, that's fantastic. Like, when they originally created this as like this, how demons in Warmaster, brilliant.
Yeah,
exactly. Because it means they're not overpowered. They're good, but I don't think they're overpowered. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right, I'll talk about the differences between the two army sets.
Go on.
Right, the first one is that all demon characters in the original list come with flying. Which is cool, because then they can move 100, but it pushes the price up. So even your basic demon lord, I believe they were called, is 100 points. And that's your cheapest character.
Yes.
Well, that's expensive, man.
Yep.
In the tournament list, you pay 80 points.
Yeah.
Now, you lose the flying. You can still buy it in.
Yep.
But it's 80 points. And if you want a wizard, the difference is even bigger. So for a wizard in the demon army, of which you can have four, you'd buy a demon lord for 100 points and you give it 25 points extra for a wizard. So that's 125. If you go to the tournament army, that same wizard would cost you 90. But he'd lose flying. So you save 35 points.
Yeah.
That's
a
lot.
Yeah, definitely.
So what happened is when, and there was some other, so the instability table is different, it's a bit less powerful in the tournament list. You can't regrow stands.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing, because of the way, they play very grindy demons, and the fact that they can grow back stands is probably overpowered.
But they still have it in a magic spell.
Yeah, but they don't get more dips in it. Yeah. Because in the original list, if you went cheese-tastic, which I have played it once or twice, you take the demon overlord as a wizard, you take four demon lords as wizards, you spend 660 points on characters, but you've got five wizards and no magic items. But that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a third of your whole army on wizards.
And no army should have five spellcasters. Is there an army that has five? Do two kings have that?
Four.
So no army should have five. Like Gold, five too many. Have
four. Yeah, five is way too many.
Yeah.
Especially on this list where you can get a stand back and your instability, and you can grow stand backs everywhere.
Magic in Warmaster is meant to be like a buffing, like small thing, not overpowering.
Not spamming.
Yeah.
Even I find Geralt's a bit annoying when there's four of them being spammed.
Yeah.
But
you can't win with orcs. We can't win with orcs and goblins, so it doesn't matter.
Even with the Geralt. Yeah. And the only other change is that they took Demon Swarm, which are 45 points for two attacks, four hits, and they had six of armour in the original, and they took that away.
Took the armour away, yeah.
Because they're a bit too powerful, because they can't be driven back.
And the notes about that, whoever wrote this demon army list is in, like, designer notes. Are very good, actually. They're very, this is why I did it, and very sound, I believe. Yeah, like, I read through them, like, and I was like, yeah, that is time. This is what makes me want to, like, between the two, which one should stay? Like, is those designer notes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I think that the original Demon Army list is overpowered. It's just fucking boring.
Yeah.
Because it forces you down a certain route, and it's just like, it's like playing dwarfs in Blood Bowl. It's just grind the living crap out. What else are you going to do? You're going to end up... We'll talk about the units in a second, but yeah.
So we will review the lists from the Demon Arm tournament list.
And if anything really stands out differently to the other list, I'll point it out. But yeah. I mean, you're welcome to play at the moment either list, because they're both legal in the world.
We're going to discuss this as a subject after we've done the army review.
Okay, right. So I'll kick off with so Demon Army, and we're going to do the tournament list. So Demon Horde. It's infantry, four attacks, three hits, five up armour, 75 points, minimum three. And one more rule we need to talk about is that the army ignores terror.
Yeah, because they can't be frightened.
Yeah. So, Demon Horde are like Saurus, but better because they don't suffer the terror. But worse because they have instability.
Yeah.
And especially on the tournament, that is a negative.
Yeah, with the instability, half the results are bad. Like, if you... Because it gets worse for more stands you've lost, but you can have the unit destroyed. Like, from one stand, it can, like... If it's lost one stand and it rolls a one on that instability, it's destroyed. It pops.
Yeah, so if you lost two stands...
It's one or two on pop.
No, hang on.
Two stands, it deducts one from the roll.
So, yeah, it would only be a one or...
One or a two.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the worst result, then after that, is that it can be refused, or it can be no effect, or it attacks... You know, like it charges initiative range.
Or doesn't have a penalty if it's dinged up.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the... On the other one, it was similar apart from on a six, you grew back a stand.
Yeah.
Which felt a bit wrong.
Yeah, that is wrong. This is better. Yeah, because you still can summon demons with wizards, and that's exactly right.
Yeah, but you don't need five wizards plus the ability to do this as well.
Because it gets ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've got as much chance. Well, I suppose if you've lost two units, I don't think you can bring one back. Can you? Because you get minus one to it.
No, you bring a stand back. You couldn't do it in the same turn. You bring one. Oh, it's in the old rule.
In the old one. So you replace you a roll stand. A six, but if you were down to one stand, you'd have a minus one, so you could only get a five, which is no effect.
Yeah.
I think they've removed confusion. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, that's the only difference. Mm-hmm. They're very good.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you take as many as you can fit in, because they're very good.
Yeah, demon hordes. And so the minimum is three, so you're going to have six. Barry took nine.
Yeah. I take as many as I can get.
Yeah. The next one is Demon Swarm, and this is infantry. Two attacks, four hits, no armour. Unit size 3, 45 points, minimum nothing, maximum 4, and they have Demon Swarms. They can't be driven back by shooting. So these represent like your Nurglings, like classically, just like tiny little demons of lots of. So Demon Hordes are like your man size kind of demons. Demon Swarm are lesser stuff.
Yeah, like Snotlings.
Just Nurglings classically.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, and so they have no armor now. They did have 6 up.
Yeah.
Which was probably a bit cheap for 45 points.
I don't think you would take these, would you? I mean, would you? They can't be driven back by shooting, something. So they're like
they've got armor. 4 hits.
They've got 4 hits. So I guess they're kind of like a screen to protect better stuff and then left behind once they've taken casualties.
They can still be... they can't be driven back by shooting. Yeah, do not travel. Yeah. Okay, my problem with them is that they're easy breakpoints to give away. And if you're not using them to shield your brigades, then what are they doing?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring them to hide in a bush.
Yeah.
Because for 30 points more, I can bring Demon Horde.
Yeah.
So I don't really like them. But I'm sure if you weren't using a tournament list and you knew you were playing against a shooty, elfy kind of.
They'd have a place then.
They definitely would have a place then. Hopefully, you ding them up and then get them to the back and regrow them.
Yeah, exactly. Because that is the difference, is when they. Because they can use initiative to evade and stuff. As once they are dinged up, you can, like. It doesn't matter. You over time, you can replace the stands back.
Yeah, as long as they don't ping away before you get a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, so cavalry, these are good.
Yeah.
So 4, 3, 5, so demon cavalry, 4, 3, 5, unit size 3 as always, and they're 110, basically boar boys.
Yeah, the same stats as boar boys, minimum nothing, maximum 3.
So again, they've got the minus, they ignore the terror, but they've got the instability. They're good.
Yeah, they are good. I mean,
they're the same way as boar boys. They kind of they get worn out quite quickly, but you can replace them, which is a real bonus.
Which orcs and goblins can't.
Yeah.
Demon Hounds, cavalry unit, 3, 3, 5. Then for 90 points, nothing, no minimum, maximum 2. So they're lesser cavalry, but they still have 5 up armor save. So they fit a nice role there. Really, they're only for 20. The only difference between the cavalry and the hounds is for 20 points. Less, you've got one less attack. That's it.
I took them to make up my list when I didn't have enough money for cavalry.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, because hounds, you would think that like have less armour, but they actually have decent armour.
Everything's fine. Yeah. It's this weird. So demon chariots, 3, 3, 5 up, 3, 95 points, and your maximum of 3. These are slightly more expensive hounds, but they get an extra attack because they're chariots.
Yeah, so charging in the open, go to 5 dice each.
So these are probably what you take up a hound.
Probably.
If you got the points.
Yeah.
Because it's like effectively having a sword on each of the stands.
Yeah.
For that one turn.
Yeah, I mean, like demon, you say, so demon hounds, like swarms, perhaps don't really have a place. There's three monsters in the list. The first one is demon beasts. 5 attacks, 4 hits, 5 up armor save with the demon rules, and it is 220 points a unit.
Yowzers.
Yeah, expensive, but they are a monster unit, like with 5 attacks. Yeah, they're good profile, but you pay a lot of points for that.
So this is kind of getting to like ogre rhinox riders.
Yeah, so the demon beast represents like your large demon creatures. Like I'm trying to think of some now. Demon, like the
Nurgle. Spawns, kind of stuff. I found it difficult to find 220 points for these, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
So demon flyers, monster Two attacks, two hits, five of Palmer.
Three hits,
five of Palmer, 80 points, one per thousand as all flyers, and they're faced wrong, which gave them literally no targets in this.
But against another army, they are some of the best flyers in the game because they got a five of Palmer save.
That's good. And you can regrow them. So what I did in previous games, especially against Bretonians and stuff, is you smash them into the front, ding them up, run around the back, and then you've got the regrow spell is 60. So you can be miles away and just grow them in the back until they're full again.
Exactly. I mean, they're very good flies. They're very good. I mean, they might be based wrong, but that five of armour is a big deal.
Yeah,
for a
it's just a shame Skaven really don't care about flyers. The army that care least about flyers is Skaven. Mm-hmm. Right, next one, sir.
Now, this one's interesting. Greater Demon monster. 8 attacks, 6 hits, 4 up plus armour. And a Greater Demon can be wounded, you know, like a giant. And when it's taking 3 to 5 hits, it is badly hurt.
3 hits, that is?
3 hits. Yeah, three so hits. There is a big creature. It's huge, whopping, like... The Bloodthirster of Khorne or something.
How many points?
300.
That's like the Dragon Rider, Elf Dragon Rider points. And this can be done on 3 wounds.
And they can fly.
3 wounds. It's dinged up.
They're literally, actually, that is the same profile as the Dragon Rider, isn't it? Because it can fly as well.
That's just garbage.
You think?
What?
I don't know. Like, because...
No. 3 wounds? So I roll 6 dice, I could do you... No, 12 dice I will do you on
average.
You're doing me. I'll do you, sir. 12 dice, little sticks, 3 wounds, you're gone. You're now some little wimpy half thing.
Yeah.
I don't like big monsters like that. They're not survivable.
The difference with this, it's exactly the same. It's all the problems that we've said before of the elf list with the have a dragon rider, this is the same problems in a demon. Like, for such an expensive package, it can be quite easily dealt with.
Yeah, especially by Skaven. It doesn't even have a shooting attack, this one.
No, it does not.
Yowzers. Maybe in a 3,000 point game you'd find room for one. But...
Yeah, are they finding a place in 2,000 points? Probably too much point sink, really.
Well, maybe if you're happy to have a break of 8 or something, you could do it. Right, and then we're into characters already, aren't we?
So they're a bit
weird. They've got 2 infantry, 3 cavalry or chariots, 3 monsters, and that's it.
So only 9 units of, we've talking through them, 2 of them might not have a place.
Well,
3 of them might not have a place.
8 units?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 8 units that 3 probably don't have a place. So.
Well, 4 really, because the hounds are only there because you haven't got 5 points to upgrade them.
I've counted the hounds, the swarms, and the greater demon.
And the beasts.
Oh, right, you didn't say your place for the beasts.
I can't take them. They're too expensive.
Oh, fair enough. Perhaps not a great list then.
That's what I said. It's one of those lists that just degenerates into like two or three types, and you just go nuts on them.
Yeah.
2 flyers, as many cavalry as you can hold forward, as many horde as you can afford, and then some chariots.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a bit weird, but.
So the characters, you start, Barry.
All right, so we've got the big boy demon overlord. So he's 125 points. He's got 2 attacks. He's command 9, and he is. He can be upgraded. He can be given wings. He can be given favor of the gods, which is kind of flying in terror. It's
plus one attack and causes terror.
And he can become a wizard, which I'd recommend him doing. So then you still have three wizards, which is plenty.
You get a demon lord hero who is standard 80 points for a command 8 character. Nothing different than anybody else.
Yeah, and you get a bog standard wizard at 90 points, command 8 and 1 attack, which is why he costs 90 points rather than 80.
So there isn't like a monstrous creature to ride. Here it's the favour of the gods that is the monstrous creature.
Just turns anybody into it.
Anybody can get this plus 1 attack and cause terror.
But it's 50 points.
So it's 50 points. It's expensive, but that's what it is. Terror and plus 1 attack.
And you can have wings for 10 points. So to turn your combat character, your hero into a combat character, you give him 60 points, it'd be 140 points, and he'd have 2 attacks and terror.
Or you could go really big and make a general with plus 2 attacks, give him wings and favour of the gods.
And lose the game.
And lose the game. So the spells.
Chucking him in. Okay, summon demons, 4 up to cast, range 60. The best thing about this spell is the fact that it's range 60. So as I say, you can hit those flyers in the back from miles away.
You don't need line of sight, and you can cast it on a unit that's lost stands, and you replace a stand.
So you're looking for a unit that's lost a stand, and then it's now full, and there's no instability.
Yep.
That's the purpose.
No chance of dying from the instability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a good spell. But you'll find you don't use it as often as you think you would.
Yeah, true. Next spell is Demonic Rage. 5 up to cast, Rage 30, gives a plus 1 attack buff to every unit that's within 30 sets of it. It's a standard spell.
It was good, it's like the high-off spell.
Well, a lot of these are the same.
Yeah, and I got it off once in the game.
The more we do these army reviews, the more we're finding spells are exactly the same, like just a different name.
Yeah, but that's the way it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to point out now, just while I remember, it's like last week we seemed to rag on Witch Hunters.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I thought Witch Hunters were overpowered.
Oh, no, just, that was not what our intention.
No, yeah. The thing was that they had stuff that I didn't know why they had, like, 6 of their own magic items. Because, why?
Oh, no, we definitely don't think Witch Hunters are overpowered. We think
Janus is overpowered.
We think Janus is overpowered. We think Witch Hunters are rubbish.
But I don't know about rubbish. I'll give them a go. Right, so that's Demonic Raid, Sorcerer's Blast, Bog Standard 30, 5 up to cast, no armor saves, 3 shooting.
Ball of Flame.
Yeah. And then
Frenzy of Chaos, 6 up to cast, range 30. This will be the spell does not have to see the sorcerer does not have to see this target, and you can reroll any failed attacks in combat. Take that dice and roll them again. You can't reroll what's been rerolled.
It's good. It might actually be worth taking a Ring of Magic for if it's a really good combat.
Yeah, it's
because that is massive.
That's a big deal. That's a massive combat
model. If you're hitting like your stuff hits hard and then you're making sure you hit,
means you will get 2/3 of your attacks land in than a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
and that's every round, that's not just a one-off.
Yeah.
That's for the whole of combat. So
it's a good, I mean, it's the 6+ spell. Like, lists tend to have a 6+ spell. Like, and that's a, it's a nice
one. That's a monster.
It's a monster one.
If you get it off.
So, to grading, so strengths and weaknesses.
Right, yeah. So, the strengths are that they've got some very tough units.
Mm-hmm.
In especially infantry, they've got tough infantry. They've got some hitty cavalry, and they've got a way of mitigating the fact that normal kind of ball boy hitty cavalry get worn out quickly.
Yeah,
they've got a way to get around that. So if you can get in, maybe lose a stand, get out, and then you can grow that stand back.
Yeah,
that's the dream.
Yeah.
Mhm. Doesn't always work like that.
Weaknesses, as I would say, they haven't got a range game. Nothing shoots. They are a combat army, complete melee combat army.
Yeah, there's foot slogging. Yeah, and this game here, I did a lot of work, but not enough to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like they struggle at picking off lone units, or you run your little squeaky mice to the back once they're dingo. And they go, "How am I going to pick them off?
Yeah,
pick them off with what?
Flyers?
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tried.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So they've got some. They've got some weaknesses in that the list was quite monotonous. As I said, it became a very grindy kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not defensive, just grindy.
Yeah.
That you're hoping to ding stuff up and like kill stuff and then pull back and regrow and then go in again and grind and pull back.
I mean, it's I say, like, I would own everything, but I've never stood out to me as a particular like fan of demons. I just remember ages ago when I was playing Fantasy 7th Edition, getting smashed in a grand tournament using Skaven against demons, and it wasn't even close. It was just like, this is so hot. They're so bent.
Well, they're not so bent.
But they do really well. Like, they've done a really good list for demons in Warmaster because they do not stand out as being overpowered, and they have been definitely overpowered in other game systems. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not sure. I'd have to see some lists for the non-tournament. And see if they could be just... Maybe you just take, like, a million horde and your 5 wizards and just, like, grind
that
crap
like
out.
You kind of list.
No, not really. Not really. I don't really... I've run out of time.
Yeah,
I lose a few games of time.
Yeah, maybe. But it's...
I need, like a scalpel list where I go in and kill what I need to kill and get out.
High elves. Yeah. So... With the models wise, basically, demons came quite late in the day when they were making models. So there are official GW models, but they are pricey to find. So on Fleabay, they go lots of money, sadly. But ultimately, and they're very nice. I mean, there's pictures I've got here of some of the models right now. They are gorgeous little things, but they're. Is no demons can be whatever you want them to be.
Yeah.
Essentially, if you could find a good alternative,
I think Eureka could do some demons.
Yeah, essentially, you can be anything you want them to be. Like they are creatures of magic. They're not like that's a human. That's what a human should look like, or an orc. Like they are demons. They can and they if you don't go the route of tying him to a particular god or anything, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Really, you know, like there was famously a proxy army done in fantasy where the guy spent no money on plastic toy bugs and based them and sprayed them different colours.
Right.
The army looked awful, but was currently game legal. Like, yeah, it was in like, well, what is a demon army meant to look like? You know, who says they have to be many colours?
Well, he was using GW models.
No. Oh. I mean, obviously this wouldn't have been at a GW official event. It just, remember, it pushed the boundaries of what was considered allowed or not. And because the game, because these are like on the indie circuit of Fantasy 8, and it was like, you can use proxy models as long as they're clear what they are and you talk to your opponent first. This guy literally spent no money buying kids' toys, basing them, spraying them two or three awful colours, like, there you go, army done.
Okay.
It's like, well, yeah. It follows all the... It's three colours minimum and it's proxied.
Oh, he didn't even spray them nicely, just like sprayed blob.
Just to get like three colours
on.
Yeah. Like, I remember, it sparked a lot of debate about is that allowed, is that fair, is that not fair, and ultimately it's allowed, isn't
it? The rules are the rules.
So yeah, I say, like, kudos to the original writer to make a fantastic version of what demons can be in Warmaster, and kudos again for the tournament list to sort out some of the problems and make it a much more viable, as in a much, that's a much fairer list.
It's not about fair.
It's not a massive difference, but I
didn't want to have to play the other list in the way that I felt I needed to play it. This was allowed me to have much more flexibility in what I did.
So you're the one who's been playing them, so.
So yeah, I played like half a dozen games with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only games I enjoyed were playing with the tournament list.
Because if I faced up against original demon army list, and they were like, oh, there's five wizards, and like he's like regrowing stuff. I mean, it's quite cheesy, but not. I wouldn't have any problems.
Well, it's not so much the wizard; it's the instability table.
I wouldn't have any problems facing any kind of build of a demon army tournament list, because I think that's totally fair.
Yeah, I reckon it is totally fair. Mm-hmm. To be fair, and saying that, so tiers. I reckon the tournament list is two, and I don't know enough about the other one. I think it probably is two, but it probably could be designed to be bent and more than two.
Yeah, so we're going to say tier two
for both of them, but I'm probably wrong on the non-tournament.
But we really do the tournament list, so we're saying that's tier
tournament's two. I'll rely on somebody else to say what the other one is.
Yep.
Right, why would you play Demon's Ball?
Why would you?
I wouldn't, by the way.
If you're a fan of fluff, I mean, like, yeah, if you're a fan of what they are, they can be very, very colourful, very different army with some unique stuff in them.
Jim's pink terrors, or whatever.
Yeah.
Pink, what are they called?
Slanish, I don't know. Like,
what's the name for them? The pinks, or pink horrors, or pink terrors, or something.
Yeah,
they're nice.
Yeah, they look great. So they can be a painter's project, as very nicely. I think really why you would play them is you like what they're meant to be, and you like painting colourful stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're definitely a painter's dream.
Because when they're going away from any tying into, like... Because even, like, the kit they're wearing, like a sword and stuff... Well, it's a magic sword, isn't it? It could be any colours you want it to be.
If you're going to do Nurgle, do all boily, pussy...
Yeah, exactly. Like the Demonettes of Samesh, for example, are, like, meant to look like kind of sexy, kind of claw-armed women. But they have got, like, clothes on, but it's like, well, they're magic, aren't they? They don't have to be clothes as in terms of real clothes. They're pieces of... warp, like, because it can be anything. So
I think there are
no boundaries.
I think there are like a modeler's game, a painter's delight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can knock yourself out, go totally nuts with them if you want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's it. Demons have gone to bed. Bye, demons. Mm-hmm. We'll see you in a while, hopefully. Right, future plans. What's next, Paul? You've got to do Skaven soon, but
yes. The more I play the Skaven, the more
they're getting there.
Another game or two, but yeah, the next, I mean, it's bouncing back to me, and we can do an army review of the Skaven.
Mm-hmm. You're on the Orc Challenge, which is your grudge.
Yeah, it's all balls in my court.
All balls in your court. We've got no more tournaments for a while, so it's just army reviews and Orc Challenges.
Yeah, exactly.
The future.
I mean, we might spice it up a bit by playing a scenario, for example, out of one of the War Mag books, like ahead of time, and like play a scenario and see what we think of the scenario.
No, that would be good, because I think one thing that the game lacks a little is a scenario.
Scenario play, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So something we wanted to discuss.
You want to discuss that?
Yeah,
go on then, man.
Basically, because I've been asked by Justin about this because we have mentioned it before. Okay, so we're in the 2016 tournament season, and we decided between us and Saffron Warden to have seasons based on the years because that's so obvious. So currently, and at the moment in the 2016 sort season, is anything goes because we started that way. But the more we play,
much against my advice.
Yeah, the more we play this game, though, the more that we're like, right, there's 30 plus lists there. What are we having them all? What are we doing? Are they all fair? Some of these fan lists seem a bit stupid. Like, should they be there, etc. Now, and we are having this vote between the four of me, Barry, Jim, and Alex about what armies we're going to allow to go forward.
See, this is what the EU referendum has done. So everybody wants to vote on everything now. So it's good. We're having a vote. It's going to be democratic.
Yes.
There are four of us, so stalemates are quite possible.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the way it'll be is basically you either we've listed all of the potential lists, including all the tournament lists, etc. And you either vote yes, you want them to be in 2017, or no. Now, obviously, if a list said no, it might be back another year. It might do, mightn't it? It's not like it's forever. It's for 2017.
Yeah, and I don't expect many lists to get the no, I'll be honest with you.
No, I haven't seen on the table many lists that we are thinking of dropping that are actually getting used.
The only thing would be if you've got two lists, so a tournament list and a non-tournament list, well, there's only going to be one list.
Yeah.
So that saves any, you're playing this list, you're playing that list, you're playing tournament demons, non-tournament demons, whatever. Our list... And that's the list.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
some of it's easy.
I won't speak about... I mean, obviously, I've got my results because it's my head, and I've got Barry's said to me his votes currently, but I won't hypothesise Jim or Alex's, but I will talk about mine in the sense that I see this game is like you have...
You're not going to talk about the actual voting, are you?
No. I'm just saying my MO.
Right.
I see that there's themes... And there's faction and themes, basically. Now, not races, it's faction and theme. Now, I think we should be going forward is we should have every faction, Empire's a faction, Skaven are a faction, should have a list, one list.
Okay.
You know, the theme list, the things that I think are themeless, I don't want to see at the moment. Until we get to if we ever get to a point where we could have a theme list for every faction. Because why do some armies like dwarves have one list and then one faction list and then three theme lists?
Yeah.
So it makes no sense. Like when another army like
Tomb Kings
have just a faction list and no theme list. You know, now I don't know, like the future, I don't know, like but that's my two cents in it, and that's what's pushing me in the votes that are what I'm saying yes and no to. But there's too many lists at the moment. We need to cut some out. Because for us, simply, then we can concentrate on those lists. And we're still going to talk like 24, 25 lists.
Yeah.
Like still.
25 lists, I think.
Yeah, like 25 lists. So that's still a massive amount of choice in the game.
I think Fantasy only had like 12 or 14 or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So it's like the range of choice will still be incredibly big. It just, I don't see why there should be some of these fan lists around, personally.
Okay.
And that's, we'll see where the vote takes. It won't happen too quick because Jim's away for until August, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like he said, so it's not happening anytime fast.
So the announcement will be after the Saffron Walden event?
Yeah.
Before the turn of the year?
And what we should do is then once we've made that choice and we like cleaned up the army list to like what we're allowing for, we should put it all into a book and give and let people have that, like in a sense, like so at ahead of time of an event, it's like this is the book of lists for 2017.
Okay.
We have to make that available because the last thing I would want is someone to bring up a list that we'd ruled out and like.
Yeah, but you have to draw a line somewhere. Because you've had people turn up with war mag lists and stuff.
Yes. Now, with that, like luckily, they're never too different from what a War Master Army, what the actual list evolved to, and War Master Army Selector has everything, is up to date. If people just bring, basically, if you write a list off War Master Army Selector and get it in 2,000 points, it's legal. If you handed me, like this, I've got in my hand here, well, there's no fact-checking, because I can see it's 2,000 points. Okay. Legal.
Yeah.
The thing would sell you if it's illegal.
Well, there are a few errors in it, but not many, to be be fair.
Oh, where is he
found?
Are they?
Yeah. I think there's like some arrowy lists, but yeah.
Yeah.
But they're in the fan list, which probably won't exist anyway.
So, yeah.
So I will talk about how, my point of view is that I don't want to ban many lists, I'll be honest. I just want to get rid of things that are obviously silly. Mm-hmm. So, like, when we've got, like, 15 orc lists, we don't need 15 orc lists.
Yeah.
Goblins are a list. That's fair enough. I don't see orcs and goblins and goblins the same. But anyway, so we'll get rid of all the mad kind of 15 orc lists, that kind of stuff. And then there will be some lists that I think need a bit of tinkering around the edges.
Yeah.
And that will be a little bit more sensitive. So nobody's going to really kick up a stink if, say, the stupid goblin... The Dwarf Artillery Engineers Guild gets killed. Because who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play that anyway.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to play against it, so who cares if it gets banned?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, what I've been asked is Justin sent me an email, a message on Facebook asking about Wood Elves. And I replied back to him, where we're thinking right now is that, yes, there will be a Wood Elf list, but we might adjust it, like, because his main issue is the Free Woods issue. Is like we might not have that. We don't know, but we're going to look at it.
No, but that is more the discussion points. It's like, why are you getting these free woods?
Because in my sense, they're a different faction. They're not a theme. They're a different faction. Wood elves are different from high elves and dark elves.
You can have that.
Yeah, like so.
There's only like four of them in the world, and somehow they've got like 20 million.
Yeah, I want to see them on the table, and I have a vested interest because I have some models from. Calistra? Pendraken, that I'm going to put into a Wood Elf list, make a Wood Elf. So I want to see them on the table, but equally, I do agree that like this woods issue is something to be debated. You know, like, and ultimately, if it's not there, why would you play Wood Elves?
But they're still Wood Elves.
Yeah.
They've still got their own stuff.
Yeah.
Why would you play them at all?
Well, exactly, but that's the thing. It's like, we have to debate this. And
we've discussed in the past that the whole bring your own woods came from a different game.
Yeah.
And it was just brought in. It's like, why are they bringing their own woods?
Yeah. You're right.
They're fighting on a desert.
Yeah. These woods are magic.
Why have they got these magic woods? And then if there's a wood on the table, like your gut runners, they can come in woods, can't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so fine. If there's a wood on the table, you can abuse that wood elves.
Yeah.
You get in that wood and you can make it sing and move and stuff. All your stuff, but just don't bring six of them.
Probably,
or whatever it is.
Probably sensible for game balance, because in the fluff, wood elves are one of the most insular races. They'd never be outside of their wood in the first place. Like, they're rarely ever. It's like wood elves fighting tomb kings in the deserts just wouldn't happen.
They're the ultimate defensive army. Yeah. So yeah, stuff like that. There are a few bits around stuff that needs cleaning up more than anything.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't expect massive changes, but if you're in any doubt that, like, will my Engineers Guild list survive, then...
play dwarves.
You can still play regular dwarves, you just don't need those 8 cannons. You know
what I mean? Not a balloon, like, spot for you.
If I was putting it on, I'm only one vote, but if I was putting money on it, that's one of the ones I expect not to see in January.
Yeah. I mean, if someone listening to this and intends to play in our events and is over-concerned... message me and we'll have a discussion about
it. Yeah, I'm quite happy to talk on the Facebook page.
Because at the moment, it's all legal. Like, so take Triwizard in November, take anything you like. Yeah, but going forward, like, adjustments will be made.
And that's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
It's not a negative. No. It's like, if you, for example, I've got a bee in my bonnet that I think ogres are a bit crap.
But they are.
So... just because in the same way it forces you to use the same units, why would you take anything else? We need to give it a little bit more diversity.
Yes.
A little bit more reason to play them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe move their magic to range 30. Stuff like that. Little stuff.
But trust that any decisions we make will be well thought out and debated. So they won't be snap decisions made by one person. That's a good start. Another thing we want to do is clear up. We're going to create some player aid for pursuits. It would be a good thing.
Like, very good thing.
Yeah, if we can create some material that is like these are good, robust player aids to help people play the game, that would be good if we could.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
Right, excellent. So that's quite a long episode today. We're going to be about, nearly an hour and 20 once we've got the music in.
Schmeg.
Right, so...
music's going to be good.
I doubt it. Not if it's what you're sending me. Right, so Yeah, we'll try and do an episode next week. I think we're all right, but then it gets a bit messy.
Yeah, so over the summer break, Barry's kids will be off school, and yeah. That'll be a little trickier to organise like dates, and we might be recording an evening or something. We might literally record an episode and have no game, because that's all the time Barry's got. But we still will be recording over summer. It'll just be maybe more intermittent.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. We'll do what we can. But we've got one more next week, hopefully. And then. And then the summer's coming. So that was War Master Podcast episode 25 with Paul and Barry.
Yes, and thanks very much for listening.
Good night. Sing your essence, so I dismay.